Back in the early 20th century, legislation was brought in for a new dynamic medium called radio, a medium that would carry information to millions of people through a world war. Later in the 50s, that medium reflected the latest rock and roll chart hits. However, most broadcasting institutions severely limited airspace to popular music. The 60s arrived, and with it revolutionary young people demanding more popular music be played on radio. When the authorities failed to do this, they took it into their own hands. Welcome to the Irish Radio Emporium, IrishPirates.com. You're listening to the first program in a series on Irish radio history, beginning with the station that truly changed it all.
Radio Nova, the mighty A90.
In the 60s, Britain went through a decade of pirate radio stations, often broadcast on ships outside British waters. The government eventually set up legal music-orientated stations, and radio in Britain changed forever. However, in Ireland, pirate radio didn't really start until the mid-70s, when music lovers set up shoestring stations from their garages in the suburbs of Dublin. The first of these was Radio Dublin, but it wasn't until 1980 that the so-called super pirates would arrive on the scene.
Radio Nova!
We start our story with a little history on the owner of Radio Nova, Chris Carey. In 1980, he and Robbie Robinson arrived in Dublin to a city full of shoestring radio stations and an outdated broadcasting bill. Sunshine Radio was started, but after a sabotage on Sunshine, Carey bought out and fled back to England. But he still had the music bug and returned to Dublin in March 1981 to form what is still regarded as the most professional radio station to hit the airwaves of Dublin.
Playing your favorites, Carter-free Radio Nova.
By 1984, Nova was well established and had been through a few wars with the National Union of Journalists, not to mention the jamming from the national broadcaster RTE, but we'll get back to that later. First, let's hear from two people who woke Dublin up every morning.
Radio Nova.
Bob, how are you?
How am I?
How are you, Bob?
Well,
I'm really concerned.
Yes.
Yeah, well, thanks
all
for
right,
me, Bob.
What
That's
is
great.
It?
Thanks
what
very
is
much.
It? What do you want?
Sorry.
Come on, what's the big favor?
Yes, well, what do you think of the European elections, Bob?
Really
boring, yeah. Thank you.
Well, my
thanks for your considered
is,
opinion.
Get up in the morning with a smile on your face and spread a little happiness around the place. Although you may be feeling in bits and pretty low.
Nice to get an honest opinion now and again.
Suddenly you'll notice things are going your way when you get up in the morning and you start the day.
We can honestly say that Bob Gallico has the whole thing sussed out. Good morning.
Are you sitting comfortably?
Do my best.
Then we'll begin.
Oh, good. This is Decky opening up the Brecky Trekky.
Although Radio Nova commissioned regular MOR ratings to gauge listenership, it certainly wasn't necessary where Nova's breakfast show was concerned. More people listened to Declan Meehan and Bob Gallico in the mornings than all the other pirates combined.
Radio Nova!
Just after 7:30 on this Tuesday morning. Hello, good morning. Over to the newsroom now. Here's Bob Gallico.
What's the weather like? What's the weather like? What's it gonna do today? Is it nice or tight?
You don't really want to know, do you? All right, you asked for it, dull and close, with cloud breaking to give a bright sunny afternoon, so there.
It's important to note they were beating the national Irish pop station Radio 2 in prime time. This unnerved RTE, because they had already done everything they could to offset this monster pirate station. Let's move back in time now to 1981, when arguably Nova was at its peak, and Dublin was listening to some of the most professional broadcasting in Europe. In an unprecedented and desperate move, RTE started illegally jamming Nova.
Thank you, Andy. And finally, before the weather, serious disruption of Radio Nova's broadcasting occurred yesterday and today due to interruption of its microlink from its Herbert Street studios to the transmitter in Rathfarnham. The interference emanated from RTE's broadcast museum in the Rathmines Road at Portobello Bridge. Radio Nova technicians established that it was RTE which caused the interference. RTE's telephone switchboard was inundated with calls from Radio Nova listeners complaining about the disruption of service. Coincidentally, today is Radio Nova's birthday. The station began its service just a year ago. As a birthday present from RTE, today's activity was a damp squib. Anniversary thanks to all our listeners for their support.
102.7 and 738 Radio Nova.
As a professional station, it was somewhat out of place for Nova to make personal calls for people over the air. That was an activity usually associated with the smaller stations, but times were desperate and engineers needed to be informed.
This is Radio Nova on 8:46 a.m. on FM 88. And a message for our engineers at our broadcast site, will they please switch to the other link? That's a message for our engineers at the transmitting site, will they please switch to the other link? We really are having our problems this afternoon, so many apologies for the technical hitches we're having. None of which would be relevant if the jam makers out in Donnybrook weren't interfering with us. Nova News follows at 6.
Dublin, 1984. Nova is still king of radio and could be heard throughout Ireland on 7:38 a.m. and halfway across Britain. With power like this, Kerry had bigger plans.
Radio Nova, c'est la musique pour toi.
Nova was pushing itself towards a potentially lucrative British advertising revenue. At one stage, the authorities in the Isle of Man complained to the Irish government that Nova was affecting the ratings of their local station, Manx Radio. In fact, Nova was annihilating them.
Radio Nova, the music's just begun. Radio Nova, Europe's number one.
Radio Nova, the music's just begun.
Radio Nova, Europe's number one.
Radio Nova.
Chris Carey moved Nova up to a building at Stocking Lane in Rathfarnham, where he built a state-of-the-art studio and had space to erect the Nova mast. Nova employees were now using better equipment than any other station, including RTE. The studios were on the top floor of the building, but what was Kerry going to do about all that space downstairs?
Disco Nova!
What else? Disco Nova got heavily promoted on the station as Dublin's premier nightclub, but there was a problem. Rathfarnham was quite a hike out of Dublin. Enter Nova's Boogie Bus. Every Saturday, the Boogie Bus would religiously leave from Trinity College in Dublin and cart Nova's avid devotees up to Stocking Lane. Disco Nova was another example of Kerry's unyielding determination to push the barriers and make more money.
Radio Nova!
Radio Nova!
One of the most heard voices on Irish radio came from one of the most talented people on the air. The voice of Tony Allen was everywhere.
Shake off the blues and laugh at the day. It's the techie wakey breakfast trekkie. Makes you feel bright and gay.
Oh, really?
Join in the fun. Eat up your cornflakes, welcome the sun. It's the techie wakey breakfast trekkie. Makes you know your day's begun.
Playing your favourites on a free radio Nova.
Biddings and salutations. Ranjat Singh here. Oh, my goodness. I am telling you that there is a splendid game called Bingo Bonanza, Monday to Friday, right here on Radio Nova. And not only is it being a jolly good amount of fun, but there are phantasmagorical prizes to be won as well. So get the chapatis made early, otherwise you are going to be missing it. Nova Bingo Bonanza.
Radio Nova.
Well, that's all we have time for now. You've been listening to the first program in our series on Irish radio history. In part two, we'll be looking into other stations associated with Radio Nova. Stations like Kiss FM, Energy 103, and this.
Broadcasting on the Astro 1 satellite via Transponder 5 on a subcarrier frequency of 7.56 megahertz.
Radio Nova.
I'm George Long for IrishPirates.com. I hope you enjoyed the program. Until next time, goodbye.
Radio Nova.
IrishPirates.com is managed in the UK, and these programs have been recorded at LaserWeb Online Audio Labs in Sydney. For more information, email us from this site.